Yesterday, we went to a Japanese restaurant with Bob and Daisy.
Right, and we learned the Japanese way to eat sushi. So what is the Japanese way to eat sushi?
Well, first, you need to clean your hands with a hot towel. And then, you don't use chopsticks. You use your hands to eat the sushi.
Right. We don't use chopsticks. And we also learned that when you eat sushi, you don't use too much wasabi or soy sauce, right?
Right. Because you want to be able to taste the fish, too.
I really learned a lot from yesterday's conversation.
Me too. I hope we can find out more about sushi in today's lesson.
我们一起来看看今天的对话吧，学学有关于吃寿司要怎么样吃比较对呢？
Eating sushi the Japanese way. Conversation A.
We should eat the hand rolls quickly.
What's the hurry?
The seaweed becomes soft easily.
Okay, but I want to get a soda first.
Soda will change the taste of the sushi. Try some tea.
Is this ginger?
Yes, it cleans your tongue, so you can enjoy the next sushi more.
Wow, today Bob and Daisy are eating ham rolls, 手卷。那这个 roll 这个字呢，就是卷或者是卷状物。那这个手卷呢，就是变成 ham roll。So, Clayton, have you ever tried ham rolls before?
I have, and they're really good. Usually, hand rolls have asparagus, sliced cabbage, and shrimp. And it's rolled up in a piece of seaweed. It's really good.
Wow, Clayton 好像非常了解手卷耶。没错，这个手卷里面呢，就是会有这个 asparagus, 就是芦笋，还有像是 shrimps, 虾子。或者是呢像这个我们知道有高丽菜丝 sliced cabbage, 然后呢用一张这个 seaweed, 一张海苔呢把它卷起来。不过我要再来考考 Clayton。Do you know why we have to eat ham rolls quickly?
Well, you should eat them quickly because if you wait, the seaweed will get soft and wet.And then maybe it will be harder to eat the hand roll.
没有错。如果呢不赶快吃呢，那里面的馅料呢就会把外面的海苔弄得有点潮湿，那就会变得软软的。那这个手卷呢可能就会咬不断，咬不动了。Clayton 很厉害耶。
But you see, Bob doesn't know this, and that's why he asks, "What's the hurry?" So when you say, "What's the hurry?" you want to know, well, why do we need to do it quickly?Can't we slow down?
这边呢我们看到了这个 hurry 这个字。Hurry 这个字呢它是匆忙或者是急忙的意思。它是一个名词。那如果你问别人说 what's the hurry? 就是说为什么要这么快呢为什么要这么匆忙呢像这边呢 Bob 就不了解了。干嘛要把手卷吃得这么快他呢还想要喝点东西。He wants to get something to drink, right?
Right, he wants to drink some soda.Now, soda is a kind of sweet drink like Coke.
Soda 就是我们说苏打或者是汽水，它是一个名词，像是可乐啊，这些就是一种那个 soda, 一种汽水。
But Daisy doesn't think it's good to drink soda with sushi. She says, try some tea. She wants him to drink some tea.
这边呢 ,Daisy 认为你吃寿司的时候呢喝这个 soda, 喝汽水呢并不是一个很好的主意。因为我们知道呢汽水还有气泡它会麻痹我们的味蕾。而且呢它太甜了所以呢它整个就会改变我们尝到了这个寿司的味道。所以呢它就叫这个 Bob 说诶你不如喝一点茶吧 ,try some tea.
Now at this point in the conversation,Bob sees something else that we usually eat with sushi. Remember, we talked about wasabi, we talked about soy sauce. Well, the other thing is ginger, and ginger is really good. It's a little bit sweet and a little bit spicy.
后来呢 ,Bob 就看到了有这个 ginger。ginger 呢它是一个名词就是姜。我们平常呢吃日本料理啊或者是吃寿司的时候都会吃到这个姜会配姜一起吃。So Clayton, what is the ginger for?
Well, ginger, it can clean your tongue. And of course, your tongue is this part of your body.
Clayton 呢他表演得非常的清楚了。这个 tongue 呢就是我们的舌头。那另外呢像我们整个嘴巴我们的 mouth 还有哪一些部分呢除了 tongue, 舌头之外还有我们的牙齿就是 teeth。那另外呢还有我们的牙龈就是我们 gums。那另外还有像是我们的嘴唇怎么说呢就是 lips。那你注意哦因为嘴唇有两片嘛所以是复数的要讲 lips。
Now, to be honest, it doesn't really clean your tongue. What it does is ginger takes away the taste of the last piece of sushi that you ate, and then after that, you can taste the next kind of sushi better.
我了解了。原来呢这个 ginger, 这个姜呢是用来 clean your tongue, 清理舌头的意思呢就是因为呢这个姜呢它的纤维比较粗糙一点它可以呢帮你清理掉你舌头你味蕾上的这些味道。那么呢你尝下一片就是这边讲到了 the next kind of sushi, 下一种的这个寿司的时候呢你就比较能够尝得到它的味道。那我们刚刚呢看到 kind 这个字它呢是一个名词就是类别的意思。我了解了。
So we've learned some more about sushi and what you can drink with sushi,、mm-hmm. right? Tea is a good drink.
Right.
We're going to find out more, but we need to take a short break first.
Eating sushi the Japanese way. Conversation B.
These rolls have every color of the rainbow.
There are many different kinds of food in them.
Hey! What's this?
That's plastic.We don't eat that.
I always eat too much. I really need to work out more.
Don't worry. Sushi is really low in fat.
That's music to my ears.
Well, I think that the rolls that Bob and Daisy are eating look beautiful.
They do. And that is one of the reasons why I like Japanese food. 这就是我喜欢日本料理的其中一个原因了。因为很多的日本料理呢都做得非常的漂亮。像刚刚这个 Bob 跟 Daisy 呢他们吃的寿司就有 rainbow 彩虹的颜色。我们先看看 rainbow 这个字。我们知道 rain 当然就是雨咯。那这个 bow 呢就是弓箭的那个弓这个字那彩虹弯弯的就好像弓一样在天空里面所以就叫做 rainbow 就是雨后的这个弓箭这样子就是彩虹那这边呢讲到说哦它有彩虹的颜色耶 So then that means they have at least seven different colors, right?
Right, when we say every color of the rainbow we just mean thatThere are a lot of different colors.
原来呢，这边讲到说它有彩虹的颜色，并不一定代表说呢它就有七种颜色。那只是呢想要表达说哦，它有非常非常多不同的颜色而已。
So these rolls have different colors, and they also have many different kinds of food in them. So if there are many different kinds, That means there's some of this kind of food and some of another kind of food, and so in the end, there are many kinds.
这里呢我们看到一个片语就是 many different kinds of something。这个 kind 呢它是类别的意思是一个名词。那 many different kinds of something 就是有各种类别的某个东西或者讲说是各式各样的某个东西。比方说呢你说哦动物园里面有各式各样的动物你就可以说 there are many different kinds of animals in the zoo。动物园里面有各式各样的动物。那我们回来看这一句，他说呢，这个寿司里面有各式各样的食物。或许呢，你有吃过这个花寿司，我们知道这个花寿司里面呢，就有很多很多的这个小的这个一条一条不同的食物呢卷在里面，那变成很漂亮的图案。像是你可能会看到红萝卜啊，是卷成红色的啊，还有像那个蛋丝啊，它可能就是黄色的，变得非常的漂亮，非常多颜色。
But Bob finds something on the sushi.That isn't food at all. It's something that is around the sushi roll, and it is plastic.
在这个外面我们看到了一层这个 plastic. Plastic 这个字呢，它是一个名词，是塑胶的意思。那我们平常在生活当中会用到什么呢？比方说像塑胶袋啊，你就可以说 plastic bag。那或者呢，像是塑胶瓶，你就可以说是 plastic bottle。那我们回来看我们这个内容哈，他说呢，这个寿司外面有一层这个 plastic， 有一层塑胶。或许你有过这样的经验，有一些寿司外面呢，它会绕一层这个保鲜膜这样的塑胶的东西。那在吃之前呢，要记得把它先拿起来。
So Bob really wants to eat some sushi, but he's worried. He says, "I always eat too much."I really need to work out more. Now, when you work out, that means you go to the gym and you do some exercise. Maybe it's to lose weight.
That is a good idea. 我们看到呢，这边呢 ，Bob 他吃了很多的寿司之后，就开始担心了，说，哎呀，我总是吃太多了。I need to work out.Work out 这个片语的意思呢，它是运动的意思。那既然吃太多呢，爸爸就想说，哎呀，我需要再多运动一点 ，work out more。
But Daisy says, "Don't worry." And when you say "don't worry" to someone, that means, "Oh, it's not a big deal. You don't need to get upset or you don't need to worry."
当 Bob 这么说说哎呀这要去运动了可能会变胖 Daisy 就跟他说 Don't worry Worry 这个字呢它是动词担心的意思那如果你遇到别人有什么担心的事情啊或者是他在烦恼什么事你都会跟他说 Don't worry 别担心 But why does Daisy say so here?
Well she says that sushi is low in fat Now if you say some kind of foodis low in something, it means it only has a little bit of that thing in it. So what she's saying is, there isn't much fat in sushi.
这边呢我们看到一个片语就是 low in something. 如果你讲说 A is low in B, 就是 A 这个东西呢这个 B 的成分 B 的含量很低。那这里原来 Daisy 跟 Bob 说哎呀别担心因为呢 sushi is low in fat, 也就是说呢这个 sushi 它 fat, 脂肪的含量很低所以不用担心会变胖。
So Bob is very happy to hear this, and that's why he says it's music to his ears.
那这边呢 ,Bob 当然很高兴咯不用再去运动了他可以开始大吃。他就说呢 ,that is music to my ears. 如果呢你说某个事情呢 ,is music to somebody's ears 的话就是表示诶这个东西呢在某人的耳中呢就是好像美妙的音乐一样。也就是他很高兴的听到这个事情他觉得这是一个好消息。
Alright, everybody, I hope you learned a lot about sushi.Right now, we need to go to Word Power, so stay with us.
我们先来看看 Word Power 吧。
Word Power! Here we go again with Word Power, and the first word is tongue. Tongue.
Tongue, 名词舌头。
The hot tea burned my tongue.
哇，这个热茶呢，烫伤了我舌头，一定很痛。
Yeah, you need to be careful when you drink tea. Next word, work out. Work out.
Workout, 动词片语运动。
Jimmy works out in the park every day.
Wow, Jimmy 他每一天都在公园里面做运动。It's a good habit.
Low, low.
Low, 含量少的低的形容词。
This drink is low in sugar. It's very healthy.
这个饮料呢糖的含量很少非常的健康。
And the last one is music to one's ears.Music to one's ears.
Music to one's ears 就是对某个人来讲呢是一个好消息好像美妙的音乐一样。
I got a 98? That's music to my ears.
天哪我得了98分吗真是一个好消息太棒了。
Okay, everybody, don't go away, there is more.
Eating sushi the Japanese way. We should eat the hand rolls quickly.
What's the hurry?
The seaweed becomes soft easily.
Okay, but I want to get a soda first.
Soda will change the taste of the sushi. Try some tea.
Is this ginger?
Yes. It cleans your tongue, so you can enjoy the next sushi more.
These rolls have every color of the rainbow.
There are many different kinds of food in them.
Hey! What's this?
That's plastic. We don't eat that.
I always eat too much. I really need to work out more.
Don't worry. Sushi is really low in fat.
That's music to my ears.
Now for this review time, you need to match the words with the definitions.
今天的复习时间我们要来做的是 matching, 就是配合题。等一下呢这个克里腾会给我们几个这个定义几个字。那你就来看看这些字呢跟我们今天学到的哪些 word power 字呢是相配的。那就可以讲出这个答案。
Alright. Exercise.
Exercise, 运动。That must、
right.
be, work out.
You got it. Workout、mm-hmm. is right. How about sounds great?
听起来太棒了。Music to one's ears.
Right. If it sounds great, it's music to your ears.、Mm-hmm. How about have a little?
只有一点点。That must be below in, right?
Right. If it only has a little, then it's low in that thing.、Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, I hope you did well on today's review time.But don't go away, we have more A-plus to come.
Living phrases.
Come on, Sean. Let's hurry up for school.
What's the hurry? We aren't late.
The bus will come any minute.
What's the hurry? There are buses every 10 minutes.
But I want to be the first one to get into the classroom.
What's the Hurry.
I want to put a box of chocolates on John's desk before he arrives.
What's the hurry? You can give it to him later.
No. Other people will laugh at me. Oh, no. I need to go back home.
Why? I thought you were in a hurry.
I am, but I forgot to bring the chocolates.
Just for fun.
Today's amazing animal is the giraffe. Now, what does a giraffe look like, Angie?
Well, a giraffe is a very, very tall animal with long, skinny legs and a long neck and a small head.
I know this animal. They live in Africa, and they're really, really tall so that they can eat the leaves on the top of trees.
I think they're actually very beautiful animals, too, with big, dark eyes, and it looks like they're smiling sometimes.
Oh, yeah, giraffes are really interesting animals. So here is our amazing animal fact. A giraffe can clean its ears with its 53-centimeter long tongue. So, Angie, what does this mean?
Well, it means that a giraffe has a very long tongue. But it makes sense because they have to eat leaves from a tree. And trees are tall. Giraffes are tall too, but maybe they need those extra centimeters to get the high leaves.
Right. They can use their long tongues to grab the very top leaves off the tree. But it seems they can also do something else with their really long tongue. And that's clean their ears.
That's kind of gross.
Well, maybe it's their way of staying clean. They don't have those things that we clean our ears with, so maybe they need to use their tongue. But, you know, 53 centimeters, that's really long. How long is 53 centimeters?
Well, I think 53 centimeters is about the length from your hand to your elbow.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, if I had a tongue that long, I could put my food on the table and then I could stand up, stand far away from the table and still eat it.
That would be a good skill to have if your tongue was that long.
But you know, when I went to the zoo in Australia, I saw a giraffe and it used its really long tongue to take a carrot out of a girl's hand and eat it. It was a really neat thing to see.
That sounds really neat. Was the little girl scared?
No, but she was surprised that the giraffe's tongue was so long. So everybody, giraffes, amazing animals.